Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's good morning, depending on where you are. It is Michael doing another show for the Sherm 18 series that I'm doing with the Blog Squad. And our guest today, and it's March the 23rd, Friday. So I've seen a lot of posts on Twitter about, yay, it's Friday, 7 hours and counting for margaritas. So that sounds all right with me. Our guest today is Christina Minyard. Christina, welcome to Drive Through. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. We were talking in our 3-minute warm up. First time for you on Drive Through HR. So welcome to the show, and
that's right.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you as our guest for half an hour or so on this Friday. One more week to go in March, and then conference season will be in full blast, and summer will be almost here, and it's crazy. So anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know if summer is going to make it to Alabama, because we haven't seen spring yet, and it's supposed to officially be spring too.
I know. Honestly, I live in Atlanta, and it was 80 here one day like a week ago, and today it's probably in the high 50s, but it does feel like fall. It's really weird. And I guess the East Coast is still snowbound. So, you know, the weather, the global warming and, you know, all that stuff is screwing up our weather patterns. But anyway, so Christina, for those that don't know you, which is probably one or two people in the world, tell us about yourself, what you do, and then we'll talk about HR for a while. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. So my name is Christina Minyard, and I work in Huntsville, Alabama. I am currently the director of Ignite Education for Ignite Fueling Innovation, and that title is misleading. It doesn't mean what most people think it means, but so I'll break it down a little bit for you guys. We have a line of business where we support IT needs in, like, public school systems, and so that's the name Ignite Education, and I kind of run that line of business for us, and then I also handle our technical recruiting on the Ignite Fueling Innovation side. We're a small government subcontractor, and so since we don't have a full-time recruiter on staff, and recruiting is really what runs through my veins, then they get to use a little bit of my recruiting, a little bit of my marketing, and a little bit of business development. So it's a super fun role. I'm really enjoying it.
That sounds really cool, first of all. I mean, and I think in a lot of ways that's not your position specifically, but those combinations of skills, you know, instead of just the plain old kind of personnel HR, it seems like more and more roles are evolving into either really specialized HR roles, or you gotta not just be an HR generalist, but you gotta know a little bit about other stuff. So you do some marketing is that how you got into that, or I mean, you know, just because you've got some experience in a couple of things, or is it more the organizational need and you're just filling the gap?
Let me kind of backtrack a little bit. I fell into HR. I know some people don't like it when we admit that. Like, I did not seek HR out. In fact, I really didn't know what HR was when I was trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life. And when my husband and I relocated to North Alabama, I was having a really hard time finding a job. And I couldn't understand it. I was convinced that the hiring managers around here could just, like, smell the Arkansas on me. And they were like, nope, we don't serve your kind here. And so my husband suggested that I go to this temp service and fill out an application with them. And I was like, no, I don't need a temp service to find me a job. I can find my own job and blah, 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 blah. So fast forward a little bit, and he talked me into going in there to do the application. And they ended up hiring me to work in their office, which was a huge relief to me, because I was terrified that they were going to send me to do, like, some assembly work or something like that. And I am not. I can't do that kind of stuff. And so one thing led to another, and I was able to do recruiting for them, and turned out I was really, really good at it. I was really good at working with customers and very customer service oriented, and I grew into an opportunity to run my own branch for that company. So I had a team of recruiters who reported to me. I had to take an office that was in the red and turn it into something profitable. And so that really shaped the foundation of my skill set. And I had an opportunity to learn HR while I was learning how to run a business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the business objectives and how the business operates so that I can provide a better HR and recruiting service. And it just served me well in my career path. And I think there's a big piece of marketing when you're doing recruiting or, you know, recruitment marketing. And so I've been able to kind of apply that to different scenarios.
Cool. I've done so many shows now that I can't remember, you know, some of the specific, like the specific person who made the comment, but I was talking to somebody that works in retail I worked at Public Supermarkets, which is in your market there in Huntsville, and that so has been Eubanks, and I think we had somebody else up from Alabama not too long ago. But anyway,
Jasmine.
Yeah, so you guys have like a whole hot pocket there in Huntsville, and I have never actually been to Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, my God, come to Huntsville. We'll take you to Publix.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'll take you to Publix. No, anyway.
Even better.
I guess the point I was making the other day that it kind of dovetails into your story is that when I got started talking to Publix, I was like, yeah, retail, boring. Who wants to do? Because I'd always done manufacturing or some other sort of thing, you know, HR in some other space, right, tech space or something like that. And I was like, I don't want to just do, you know, cashiers, and I wasn't even going to be a store. But it turns out that like you said, like running a branch and learning, you know, not only the recruiting part, but the business, that's really true in retail too. I mean, every one of those Publix stores, you know, somebody that's a manager in a department there is running a multi-million dollar a year, you know, segment of that store's business. And if you're a store manager, you know, you supervise 150 people or whatever. And I think as shoppers, you know, we kind of take it for granted, and it was really eye-opening to me to understand how much career opportunity there was in the service industry, where I think sometimes it gets a bit of a, you know, whether it's recruit, you know, temporary agencies, like you know, same thing with you. I don't want to do that, and then it turns out to kind of lead you into a career. So it's you know, I guess it just shows we got to keep windows open, right? And you know,
right.
not so cool. So now, like in the role you're in now, you're still doing, and you said innovation. So like, you know, what's different now than when you first started, or like, what's your real passion or what's your problem that you deal with right now in the position you hold?
So, I think what's different now is I work in a different capacity. I feel like there's a lot of similarities to when I was working in the temporary staffing industry and I ran a branch. Now I kind of get to do that in a different realm because what we do is considered professional services instead of just staffing. So it's like a mix of that experience and then a mix of my corporate recruiting experience, because I did a stint of corporate recruiting for a while too for a very technical engineering company. And so this has kind of married all of that back together and then allowed me to, since we're a small company, there's about 13 of us here at corporate. So, you know, when you have a team that small in corporate, people wear more than one hat. So I get to do all of the things that I like from my career path. I get to do a little bit of that recruiting. I get to do a little bit of business development, a little bit of marketing, and a lot of people management, because I have a team of people who still, you know, report to me. And then when I'm like, okay, everything's under control, I can go find a new account if that's, you know, what's on the agenda today. Or I can work on, you know, what's our recruitment marketing strategy for the second half of the year or whatever. So there's always something fun for me to do. And I think you need that, because everyone has boring aspects of their job. But if I know if I finish this boring piece I'm working on, that I get to do one of the more fun aspects of it, that kind of keeps me on track and focused. And I work for a good company who really views the corporate staff as like, hey, we hired you to be an expert at what you do, so we want you to do that. You let us know when you need us. And that works for me.
So they hire you to do what you're supposed to do and get out of your way, and it makes that for me, that makes the job fun too. So, well, thanks for sharing a bit about your background in HR. We may swing back to that, but the next thing I wanted to ask you about was, before we talk a little bit, Sharon 18 is, you're on Twitter, and you've been on Twitter for a while.
Yeah.
You have a blog. Yeah. So tell us about how you kind of got started in social media and blogging and that sort of stuff.
Okay. So I started my Twitter account actually several years ago, 2010 or 11. I was at our Alabama Sherm State Conference, and they had these tweet screens up on either side of the stage where the keynote speaker was. And they were encouraging attendees to use this hashtag and kind of, you know, be social. And there were like two people who were doing it. And so I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. This is horrible. So I got on my phone sitting there at that conference and created a Twitter account and started tweeting using that hashtag. I was like, oh, bless it. I'll delete my account when this conference is over, but I can't sit here and watch the same two people tweet over and over again. But then I loved Twitter, so I never deleted it. And I really kind of treat Twitter like the morning newspaper now. Like I kind of scroll through, see what's new, follow a couple of hashtags. And the blog really started, Ben Eubanks actually encouraged me to start blogging. We are part of the same local Sherm chapter. And at the time, we were like the babies of the Sherm chapter. Like everyone was older than us, and we had a really big group. And everyone just kind of treated us like we were their kids, in a good way, not in a bad way. But so, you know, Ben was probably the only one in our group at the time who was doing anything online, like blogging or whatever. And he had the opportunity to be part of, I think, the first blog group for a Sherm conference. And he came back and he was so excited about it. And he was like, you should blog too. You would be great at this. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And he was like, well, if you don't try it, then you're not going to know. And I think that somebody will want to hear what you have to say. And so I tried it, and turns out I had a lot to say. And here we are. I'm on the blog squad for, you know, Sherm National Conference, which is great because I've met so many wonderful people.
Yeah, and you've done the blog squad before, right? This isn't your first time, is it?
I have. I actually can tell you when my first time was because I accidentally wore the T-shirt the other day. Sherm 13 was the first time that I was a part of the blog team. So we were in Chicago that year. I have a T-shirt because we did a fundraiser for No Kid Hungry that year. We did the kickball team. And so I have my kickball team T-shirt still that I sometimes wear to the gym. And I was like, I just happened to walk by the mirror while I was at the gym, and I was like, oh, look, Sherm 13. That was my first one.
I gotta check something here really quick. You know what? I only set us up for a 15-minute show. I thought it was 30 minutes. That's what that voice was. So we have a minute and 15 seconds. About that. That's a technical detail. I didn't get the setting right. So tell us about Sherm 18 really fast. Sorry.
Really super fast. Okay. Well, I'm excited to be back in Chicago. I'm looking forward to the keynote speakers. I haven't always been a Sheryl Sandberg fan, but now I'm interested in what she has to say. And I'm hoping that Andrew comes through with us for that bacon he keeps promising.
Yeah. So, and what's one tip for the, like, people going to Chicago, you know, what would you say?
Chill out. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to get to every session. Navigate the conference in a way that makes sense for what your needs are.
So Christina, sorry for the short show. I would have talked more about that. I didn't realize it just when the warning came up. So your Twitter account is HR Recruit, right?
H Recruit.
And your blog is HRPockets.com.
Right.
.com. Okay. Right. Sorry, I'm trying to get it in before we go off. So thanks for being on Drive Through for an abbreviated show, and we'll have to do it again. Show's going to end. It's going to end. Well, yeah, it ended. So I wanted to ask you about your speaking and a few more things. So anyway, sorry about that, but we'll do it again and catch you next time. I'll see you in Chicago. Thanks for being on.
Okay. All right.
Bye.